So you see how transformative little bits of help can be. But I want to give you a reality check. Look, U.S. aid helping people is not easy, and there have been books that have criticized U.S. aid. There's Bill Easterly's book, there's a book called Dead Aid. And you know, the criticism is fair. It isn't easy. You know, people say how half of all water well projects a year later are failed. When I was in Zimbabwe, we were touring a place with the village chief who wanted to raise money for a secondary school, and there was some construction a few yards away, and I said, "What's that?" He sort of mumbled. Turns out that it's a failed irrigation project. A few yards away was a failed chicken coop. 1 year all the chickens died. No one wants to put the chickens in there. It's true. But we think that you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You actually improve. You learn from your mistakes and you continuously improve. And we also think that individuals can make a difference. And they should. Because individuals, together, we can all help create a movement. And a movement of men and women is what's needed to bring about social change. Change that will, you know, address this great moral challenge.